Playboi Carti's narcissist is still not out, and there's a lot of questions to be asked, because is this thing even going to end up dropping? You know, we've seen this before with Carti with Whole Lotta Red, where he was doing teasing, you know, there was all kinds of producers previewing some shit, but overall, is there even a release date at this point? Because we've seen that the tour has been up, you know, we've seen that whole thing with the merchandise website being hacked, but stills, there is no release date yet to be found. And guys, listen, you know, we're going to be asking the question, where is Playboi Carti's narcissist? Because if he does drop it, it's a super hot time to do so. I mean, his fan base is dedicated, they're hungry for new music, and he's coming off of a really, 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 really big rollout with Whole Lotta Red. So guys, subscribe to the channel if you have not already. We'll be keeping you updated with everything Playboi Carti related. And Lou and I were deciding, you know, what should we do with this narcissist rollout? Because is there even anything else? Like, you know, what is he going to end up doing? Because it's so mysterious, and every single sort of tease ends up, you know, just being a blank. Like, there's nothing really at the end of it. So how do you feel, you know, about this whole rollout? And do you think it's a good look for Carti at
this
point?
It's not a great look. I mean, obviously he's been known to do this. It's been part of his whole identity, I would say, as an artist, to give us these teases and hype people up for extended periods of time to just end up dropping the album sometimes years after announcing it, like he did with Whole Lotta Red. But with Narcissist, it seems odd because his Narcissist tour actually kicks off, you know, this Thursday, October 14th. I think it's in Nashville. And if you look at the seating arrangement for that show, it's fucking empty.
Yeah, like, there's
no one
scary.
Going. There's no one going to that show. And that worries me, because that means that, number one, Carti's probably gonna have to cancel his tour, because you're gonna lose money if you're renting out a venue and you can't pay for it in ticket sales. So it sucks for the fans who did buy tickets. They'll have to get their refunds. And it sucks for this whole rollout, because it seems like right now that Carti would have had to have dropped this album on October 8th for it to have come out before the tour. So at this point, it leads me to believe that the plan was for him to drop mid-tour, similar to what Don Toliver did with Life of a Don. But at this point, if there's no tour, is there even an album? But I want to talk about the actual updates that we have seen for Narcissist. So on October 1st, we actually had these Billboard spottings, one of them being in San Antonio, Texas, where you had a billboard that read Narcissist. And it's kind of been branded the same way that the Narcissist has been branded on the shop and for the tour. Not only that, but the producer, Cardo Got Wings, actually posted an Instagram story of one of these billboards and wrote, "Hope y'all fucking ready." So this project is real. It does exist. People have worked on it, because or else the producers wouldn't be actually teasing it. So what do you think's holding it up? And do you think it has anything to do with Playboi Carti's message that he posted on Twitter, where he said, fuck all the sample clearances, just drop the album?
I mean, that's always a good reason, right? Because you never know what happens with record labels and, you know, clearing even verses and features. So who knows, you know, what logistically is going on behind the album. I don't know, because it's really sketched. Like, that tour is not filled at all.
Not at all.
And, you know, Carti hasn't spoken since September 15th when he did tweet that out. So is it even going to come this year? Probably not, because, you know, we were talking about, you know, what had happened on Donda with, you know, the Junior feature and the Off the Grid feature. It would have been a perfect time for him to drop in September, but based on what you're seeing, you know, just with the reception on the tour, are people even down for this project anymore? You know, is it going to be a similar situation where something's being teased for too long? Let's say with Migos' Culture 3, and the hype kind of dies down around it, and people are not going to be as, you know, intrigued, you know, to go into that project. Like, that's what I'm asking myself now, is with all of the, you know, prolonged, let's say, errors with the rollout and everything that's been going on, you know, even the website getting hacked, like, they were selling $5,000 helmets.
But you know
what's
weird is apparently, yeah, Carti's team refunded people for what they bought on that shop. So, like,
I guess
he was behind it.
That's the thing, is like, this is so, like, mysterious. Like, it's low-key
too
disorganized.
Yeah.
Like, as a Playboi Carti fan, like, imagine how it feels to be able to just, like, be hyped up because your favorite artist is going to be dropping a project, and every single day you're just waiting for that moment, and it never really ends up coming.
But you know what's weird is that he has a huge online presence, very cult following.
Massive.
And yet he can't sell out these shows. And I get it. These are arena stadiums, and Carti has never sold those out before, so it is a big leap for him to take. But like I said, I think previously would have shown the actual seating arrangement, but it's fucking empty, man. Like, I would expect maybe at least a quarter or half to be filled up, but it's not even that. It's a bit surprising. But I want to talk about the actual collaborations that we could expect for Narcissist. So a big one that everyone wants to see, and that we probably will see if this album ever sees light of day, is Lil Uzi Vert, because they've been spotted together after years of kind of having this beef on Twitter and not being featured on each other's projects. But they've been spotted together. Uzi's been wearing some Narcissist merch. So I can't wait for another Shooter or another Woke Up Like This, because those are some of the best trap collabs, I think, of the last, you know, 5 years or so. So that's a big one. Another confirmation is Vori, because he actually tweeted that he has a collaboration with Cardi. So that's pretty exciting. And Rishi Soof, who is a producer, also hinted at a Future and Cardi collaboration as well. And of course, Kanye and Cardi have been spotted together. So out of these, you know, collaborations that are all but confirmed, which one do you think is the most intriguing?
Uzi, for sure. I think it'll be a massive, you know, step up for their feature games, because a whole lot of Red was all right with features. I mean, there wasn't really anything too special. Like, it was also very limited on that side. So, I mean, how many features were on a whole lot of Red?
Probably I think four or five.
Like, maybe around that area. Like, you know, leave it down in the comment section. You know, help us get there. But, I mean, I'm talking about Uzi because that collaboration was so iconic to both those fan bases. I mean, at a certain point back in 2016 and 2017, you know, an Uzi fan was a Playboi Carti fan, and a Playboi Carti fan was an Uzi fan, because they were kind of like intertwined, and like they were carrying this whole new aesthetic through hip hop. And I mean, it was such a great time to be able to witness them collab. So I think that it's cool that they're being spotted together. I think it's cool that Uzi's rocking the merch, but I don't give a fuck until I hear the album, man. Like, I know, I'm at this point now. It's like, how are you going to even be able to be hyped for features if you don't even know if you're going to be able to be hyped for the album itself? Like, that's where I'm kind of asking the question.
But that's
is
the
like,
thing.
Is it going to even drop at this point?
Yeah, and that's the thing is that, look, if it wasn't for the whole arena situation, that was not, let's say that wasn't in the equation, I would have said, okay, he's definitely got to drop with all these teases and all these people waiting for the project. But now that the whole situation seems to be going sideways, it's like, could he even do it? Is
it's
it even
so
a good
surprising.
Idea?
I know, it's so surprising for a guy that has so much influence on the hip-hop game, and for a guy that has such a massive cult following, you would expect him to be able to, you know, drop an album, have this regular rollout in this tour, and, you know, go ahead
and
create it again.
When I saw Cardi live in 2017, I believe, it was maybe 100, 150 people in attendance, you know what I mean? So it's I know he's drastically gone up since then, but
was that the one that you saw at the festival, or the, like, let's say the solo show? The solo show was only 150
maybe 200 people.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I never, well, that's probably,
but that was when he was just popping off of Magnolia, and like, yeah, it was the self-titled days. But nonetheless, I am happy to see him kind of, you know, go up in that sense, but it's a big leap. Apart from that, though, more confirmations. Digital Naz confirmed that it was an album when he hopped on Instagram Live and said that he was producing the whole thing. So that's someone else who's kind of been linked to the project. And of course, Art Dealer has changed his bio to Narcissist. Of course, Cardi changed his Apple Music and Spotify profile pictures to him wearing this helmet. And we've also gotten snippets from the likes of producers. Like, hold on a second here.
Yeah, I think it's in the notes right here. Boom. What do you have?
Hold on a second.
You have,
oh, I can't seem to find it. But yeah, anyways, there's been snippets. And in one of the snippets, you actually hear like sounds of a motorcycle kind of driving off. And I kind of have the vibe that this project could be a journey for Cardi. It could feel like he's kind of driving through the night and maybe going on like this vampire manhunt or something. You know what I mean?
That's going to be the vibe?
That's if he sticks with the whole vampire aesthetic. I don't know if he will. It seems like Cardi evolves with every project, but he found a lot of success there. So what are you expecting out of this project?
Well, I think that he's definitely going to carry this new sound that he's been crafting for the, let's say, the past, like, since May. I think, like, that's probably the first time you heard that transition in Cardi's sound, like, kind of, you know, shifting off of the whole Cash Cardi sort of vibe. And I think that now he's going to be carrying, like, this more, like, cyberpunk sort of aesthetic where, you know, there's, like, a lot more screamo in it as well. I think that there's going to be a lot more distorted production. And I think that the project is probably going to be darker, too,
so you think he's going to go full vamp?
I don't think full bad. I think we got that with a whole lot of Red.
Not really, because you had the lighter songs. You had your Beanos.
You had your Skies. If you look at the way that whole project was branded, and like the way that he was dressed and the way that he was going through his stuff.
Branding,
like,
yes.
Like, it was really branded around that vampire sort of theme. So now I think it's going to be more of like a, maybe a Hitman sort of vibe, like on a motorcycle, like maybe something darker.
And
so,
by the way, the name of the producer is KP Beats, and he also did Vamp Anthem and No Sleep. And like I was saying, he previewed this song where you kind of heard a sample or something of like a motorcycle peeling off. And that gives me the vibe that it might be, again, that darker Cardi where he fully embraces the vampire aesthetic. And maybe it's going to be him driving through that bike all night looking for, you know.
I don't know if it's going to be like that thematically
based.
You
know? It might be thematically based.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm hoping it is.
I think that he knows what his fan base wants out of him. I think they know that they want absolute slappers and shit that they're going to be able to vibe out.
Just don't give me 24 songs.
That's another question. Is like, how long is this track list going to be? Because if it's another like 24 songs, it's going to be a very long
list. I'm sorry, guys. There's misses a whole lot of red. We can argue about it in the comments. I mean, I think that, like I said, I've said so many times, the self-titled, Dilit, fantastic projects, little to no skips, but Whole Lotta Red is filled with them, unfortunately, and that's what you get when you're putting out close to 25 songs. So that's one big thing he has to do, is really cut down that track list, give us something focused, and give us something that sounds cohesive. If you want to stick with his Vamp aesthetic, go all the way with it. Don't give me Beano's and Skies. Yes, it's refreshing to hear, but just give me something that's focused for this next one. That's what I want to hear, at least.
I got you, and I'm on that same vibe. I want to hear a shorter track list, and I want to see how the features are going to be able to come in and play, because on his first two projects, like, low-key, the features added a lot to that track list. You know, there was a lot of iconic features on all those track lists. So maybe seeing that again, but let me ask you one more question before we end this video. Is it dropping? Let me ask you.
Is it dropping?
Is it dropping? Man. What's the prediction? You have to put a bet in 365 right
Listen,
now. What do you
say? Because I think we're hours to days away from this tour being canceled, I don't think it's dropping in 2021.
You don't think so?
I don't personally think so.
Do you think
so.
It's a smart move for him to do that?
It is smart to not drop it, because what is he going to do? Drop the album and announce another tour where it's smaller venues? Like, it's a bad look at a certain point, and I feel bad to say it because I wish him success. I wish that these stadiums would be sold out. You know what I mean? So I think he has to kind of rework his whole
approach with the album
for sure.
That's what I think is lacking here, is just like, where is it gonna go and like, when's it gonna drop? Because everyone just has a lot of questions that are unanswered.
So
right
is
now
it dropping?
No, I don't
okay.
think so. I don't.
So we're
I don't
on the same
so.
Page.
No, for sure not. Listen, if it ends up dropping, I'll be absolutely ecstatic, because I'm always down for a new Cardi project. Even though I wasn't a fan of Whole Lotta Red, like, I think he's such a talented artist that you have to go in and dive into that project, or else you're absolutely missing out. So guys, listen. On that note, NFR will be keeping you updated with this whole Cardi rollout. If it actually does end up happening, we will also keep you covered on the review/reaction on the night that it drops. Not only that, but we will be keeping you updated with all of the biggest industry updates and our new series, Free Smoke, by the way. If you guys want to go check that out, where Lou and I debate, it's on the channel. So please subscribe if you have not already. Thank you for watching this video, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribed to the channel, because we're doing album reviews, and we actually have our series called Everything We Know, where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys could access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.